The Israeli army continues to expand its operations in Palestinian towns in the West Bank. According to journalists and Palestinian witnesses, at least 10 towns and villages are under Israeli military occupation. In the biblical town of Bethlehem, scores of Palestinian gunmen reportedly have taken refuge in the Church of the Nativity, built on the site where Christians believe Jesus was born. Israeli officials say despite international criticism over the expanding West Bank incursions, the operation will continue until security is achieved for Israel's citizens. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Good morning, Peter.
Hi, Susan.
This latest expansion has brought tanks, troops, helicopters into the northern West Bank. What can you tell us about the situation there?
The operation is rolling north. A couple of days ago, I was in Tul Karm. That's over on the west side of the West Bank. And now Palestinian witnesses are reporting the tanks are further north in Jenin, the largest city in that part of the West Bank. It's a strong source of militants. Many gun attacks and bombings have been traced to people from Jenin and the camps around there. Clashes there could be severe, according to Palestinians. The army clearly has the upper hand in terms of equipment and manpower. Military presence also in Nablus to the south and in the town of Salfit. The army and Palestinians are saying gunfights have been engaged in those areas. At least two people killed in the fighting. Palestinians say a 27-year-old female civilian was one of them in Jenin. 13-year-old girl killed in the southern Gaza Strip. Now, the exact casualty numbers are hard to come by in recent days because of heavy fighting and the inability of ambulances to get to the dead and wounded.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Prime Minister Sharon has said it is war. It is. And it sounds like a tense, very delicate, possibly delicate situation developing in Bethlehem, especially around these holy sites, Manger Square, the Church of the Nativity.
That's right. The latest reports from journalists and Palestinians there are that the Israeli army has taken control of Manger Square, occupied the municipal building which overlooks the Church of the Nativity, which is just across a small street from the Manger Square. The Israeli army says many armed Palestinians have taken refuge there. The army says the number's as high as 200. There is an Italian journalist inside the church who says there are gunmen in there, but he put the number lower, more like 120. There are gunfights being reported. This clearly has the potential to be a serious part of the conflict. World Christian leaders are watching anxiously, as are other international leaders, concerned both about gunmen going into the church and tanks outside and helicopters overhead.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday, Mr. Sharon offered Yasser Arafat, the Palestinian leader, a one-way ticket into exile. What are leaders, Palestinian leaders, saying about that today?
Susan, they rejected that out of hand. They're saying, on the one hand, they'll never surrender, they'll fight to the last bullet, but it is sort of a case-by-case situation. Yesterday, near Ramallah, a large number of Palestinians who had been holed up in a security compound did surrender to the soldiers. Palestinian activist Mustafa Barghouti this morning said there are now 17 Palestinians dead, more than 1,000 taken prisoner in this operation. Mm. He accused Israel of harassing medical workers and journalists, and he believes that Sharon's goal is the reoccupation of all Palestinian territories.
Meantime, complaints coming in about this military operation from Europe, from Russia, religious, humanitarian groups, and the U.S. urging Israel to end this operation as quickly as possible. Has the government of Sharon given any indication how long all of this is going to go on?
They have somewhat defiantly today refused to put any kind of a timeline on it. Today, the Israeli spokesman Ari Merkel took a tough line. He accused the Palestinians of spreading lies about the damage done by the operation. He reiterated that Israel has no intention of permanently reoccupying these territories. And he showed no sign of Israel responding significantly to the international criticism. He said Israelis will not live in a country where people are afraid to go out of their houses. He says this is a new phase. We are strong, we're changing the equation, and we will restore a full normal life for the state of Israel.
Thank you very much. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.